LA County has one of the largest homeless populations in the country. And for the past year, with federal funds and countywide programs, they've been trying to curb that number. In January, 7,500 volunteers spread out across the county to count the number of homeless living there. Those numbers were released today, and they show that homelessness has increased nearly 6% over last year, putting the number at nearly 47,000 individuals. Southern California Public Radio's housing reporter Josie Wong joins us on the line from downtown. Hey, Josie.
Hi, Ben.
We're also joined by reporter John Ismay. He covers military and veterans issues, and he's here to talk about the number of homeless vets in L.A. County. Hello, John.
Hey, how's it going?
Very well. Well, Josie, let's start with you. These numbers don't compare favorably with what we saw last year.
Yes, as you were saying, the numbers did go up nearly 6% to nearly 47,000 people. So that's an additional 2,000 plus people. But there is an explanation behind that. A large reason for that increase, apparently, is that because LASA this year, for the first time, included a youth count. These are folks between the ages of 18 to 24. And, there are different demographically than the rest of the homeless population. Aside from the age, they are usually newcomers. And so adding that extra number, this extra population is a reason driving the higher numbers. The other fact is that, L.A., starting out to begin with, is an area of higher poverty than other parts of the country. And there's also an affordable housing crisis in L.A., which I write about a lot as a housing reporter, in that there's a very tight rental market. This is low vacancy rates and very high rents. And that's causing a lot of people to fall into homelessness because they can't afford housing here.
Well, what sorts of programs, Josie, was the county implementing to try to curb these numbers last year?
Well, they talked about how, this is a good part of the report. One of the rosier aspects of it is that LA County did see an 18% drop in homeless family members. And they attribute that to the fact that they have been doing an increase in housing placements by local agencies. Also, there's something called rapid rehousing, which tries to help folks who are just on the cusp of homelessness or, perhaps have been homeless for not that long, been living in their car for a few days, to get them help with the rent and to help them with deposits so that they can at least get into some permanent housing before they end up chronically homeless. And so apparently these programs are starting to work.
Well, let's bring in John Ismay now. John, you cover Veterans Affairs here at KPCC, and we have you here because LA County had one of the largest homeless vet populations in the country. What happened to those numbers?
Well, actually, those numbers, when you look at them from 2015 to this year, they went down 30%. It was from just over 4,300 last year to just over 3,000 this year. But in fact, I'm sort of surprised the city isn't touting the number of actual vets that they've housed or rapidly rehoused in 2015, which actually is just over 3,800. So it masks the fact that there are either more people falling into homelessness, an influx, something, but the number that they achieved last year was actually pretty astounding.
The county has said they want to reduce veteran homelessness to zero. That hasn't happened. Why has it been so difficult?
Well, it's a number of factors. They're hoping to get to what they call functional zero this summer, maybe June, July. What they base that on is that based on their numbers, they're housing more people each month than they think are falling into homelessness. So to get to functional zero, essentially, they would be able to handle any new homeless within, say, a month or so and get that number down to zero by. But it's been a fantastically huge effort thus far. And the people I talk to in government say they're not taking their eye off the ball. They're going to keep working on it until it gets there.
So we're seeing veteran homelessness fall, overall homelessness rise. Are there lessons the county can learn, John, from what's happened with veterans?
Well, I think so. Josie pointed to the issue of rapid rehousing. That's something the federal government has taken on specifically for veterans. And there are veteran-specific programs that this one called HUD-VASH. VASH is Veterans Affairs Supportive Housing. It's an additional amount of services on top of what you traditionally think of as a Section 8 voucher. Everybody in it gets a case manager. That person can help with whatever's needed, whether it's job training, substance abuse counseling, or treatment. Those type of things aren't available to regular civilians, and they are available to military veterans. And so a lot of the folks I've talked to have said they think the civilian homeless population would be more successful in getting back on their feet if some of the services were available to them that are proving to be so effective for veterans?
Well, Josie, both the city of LA and the county have pledged to put more money towards fighting homelessness this year. What is in store then for 2016 so that when we come back next year, maybe we will see a drop?
Well, as you probably know, the mayor of LA, Eric Garcetti, has called for a nearly $9 billion budget, which is an increase of about 2% over last year. And a large part of this increase is to go towards homelessness programs. And these new numbers from LASA, in a sense, validate his budget request, because these numbers really serve a function in the political realm. I mean, the last count in 2015 showed that there was an increase of 12% in the numbers of homeless people, from 2013. And that percent increase helped to quantify what people suspected from seeing all these homeless encampments on the street, the growing numbers of parked cars, the people living out of them. And it put a lot of pressure on county and city leaders to do something about homelessness. And these numbers really helped to drive that. And, I mean, going forward, you may have heard reported on the station, the homeless agencies will be doing another count in 2017 because of such a sharp increase that they saw from 2013 to 2015. They've decided that they need to do this every year to keep a better track of things.
Josie Wong covers housing. John Ismay covers Veterans Affairs. Thank you so much to you both.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you.